Tony also spoke with Doug Smith, who helped create the Virginia Partnership to encourage responsible lending. He wants to cap interest rates for payday loans at 36% a year. And Smith explained why he thinks it's important to change the laws in Virginia.
What we're seeing as a major problem is that payday lending isn't a single one-time use or even a two- or three-time use fix for families in financial trouble. In fact, 90% of the loans go to repeat borrowers, and they cause a cycle of debt. And so what we're trying to do is to look at the issue of payday lending and determine how best it is to protect consumers from predatory practices.
Is the main problem with the interest rate that, as I understand it, can go up towards 400% in Virginia?
Well, you say that like you're surprised. I think even the industry admits that their interest rates top 360%. I would say that is the most crucial issue before us. A lot of legislators are attempting to find some means of reform that makes it look like they're doing something to their credit. But in reality, unless we address the interest rate, we're never going to get to the problem.
Let's walk through the process, if we might, of the average person that you know of who walks into one of these payday lending centers in their neighborhood. What are they going in to get the money for generally? How much are they asking for generally? And then how does that person go from one loan to three or four or more, as you say that they do?
Well, the way it works in Virginia, and that's where I can speak best, is that the most a loan can be given for is $500. The problem, of course, is that someone can go to one payday lender and get $500, and then go to another payday lender and get $500, and then another and get another $500. At that rate, if you're having to borrow $1,500, you really should be going to a bank, not a payday lender. So often what we're hearing from victims of this industry is that they're getting loans to pay off loans, and so they get into a cycle of debt, and it's like having a hole in the bucket.
Why do these people go to payday lenders instead of going to the bank in the first place?
Well, to be honest with you, the banks simply don't want to be banking the poor. Those who are struggling financially, the banks don't cater to them. But that is why we have credit unions. They have an alternative product, many of them, at 18% interest, and it's one of the most popular products for credit union members.
Now, here's what payday lending organizations are saying to us. They say, we meet people's needs for quick access to short-term cash, and without us, a lot of folks would find themselves seriously strapped when it comes time to pay the light bill or the babysitter or whatever, and that there are not any other alternatives for them. They also say that if you want to cap the industry at 36%, or if you impose hard limits on how many loans any one person can take out, that the profits will go way down and they won't even be able to keep their own doors open. What do you say to that?
I understand the profits may go down. In Virginia, it's a $160 million a year industry. And, maybe abusive lending practices are able to make a lot of profits on the poor. I tend to think that that's quite immoral. But even backing up from that, even the federal government now has gotten involved. They've capped loans to military, active duty military, at 36%. And so
they didn't cap it for anyone other than the military.
Exactly. So what we have now, Tony, is we have two classes of citizens. We have military, and then we have the general public, where it seems to be the sky's the limit. We have usury laws for a reason, and this is exactly why we have those usury laws, is because people take advantage of those in their time of need.
What's your reaction to the industry's voluntary changes, which included bans on advertising for frivolous loans, label warnings, extended payment plan offers? What's your reaction to that?
Well, the extended payment plan options seem great, except every study that I've ever seen says that people don't use them. The industry hasn't reformed itself. They're still offering the first loan for free. They've got balloons and hot dogs for the kids. What they want to do is they want people to come in and they want to trap them in a cycle of debt.